Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. We are about to visit with our good friend Matthew Zinman. Matthew is the president of Z University, and he also is the president of Z Communications Incorporated, which is a full-service marketing, communication, and strategic management firm. And he is our expert on many things, but especially interns, helping companies realize the opportunities that is out there for interns, for using interns, and the good that it does on both sides of the aisle. And he's here to talk to us about that. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back, as always. I think I may have mentioned the last time you were here, Matthew, that that we used an intern this year.
Yeah.
And it was very successful. And I think I may have told you that we actually paid that intern. And well, I know a lot of interns don't get paid, but our intern came to us with some skills. He actually had some skills that we needed, that if he hadn't done those things, I would have had to have paid someone. But so I paid for skills. We got some stuff done, and I paid him. Actually, I think I paid him at least minimum wage, maybe a little more than minimum wage. I think maybe a little bit more. But the point I'm making is that the relationship was really good for us because we were able to get some projects done without having to hire an employee full time.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the college interns bring a lot of value, and in contributing that, they ought to be paid. And I'm here personally to invite every single one of your listeners to a free webinar that we're putting on three times on Tuesday of next week, 12 minutes, and the best 12 minutes I can give them to show them all the things that interns can do for their business and how to enlist those students and have them contribute business value. And so all they have to do is go to zuniversity.org, just the letter Z and university.org, and register for the webinar, and we'll make it the best 12 minutes they ever spent. Well, maybe not the best they ever spent. I'm sure.
But now you're actually going to do this more than once a day, right, on the 12th?
Yep, on Tuesday the 14th, we are doing it on Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And then we're going to do a live Q&A, so anyone can stay on past those minutes and hear what's on everyone's minds.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my best to answer those questions.
And it's free?
It is a free webinar. Absolutely.
Thank you very much for that. What do we need to know about? Give us an idea about what some of the things that are going to be talked about at the webinar.
Well, we're going to focus very much on the productivity of college students, to what you were just talking about, because while every business has its unique needs, there are specific skills around research, writing, planning, phone, and computer that just about any college student, if they're well recruited, are highly capable of contributing business value toward.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's one thing I'd like to encourage people to think about. That is the skills, the capability, the things that these folks bring to the table. But I do think that they need to be prepared for the way these people plug into your system. I mean, you can't just say, okay, come on in and, you know, find something to do. And I don't think you should bring an intern in. I mean, I obviously, you don't need to promote them to vice president. But I don't think you should bring the intern in and just use them for menial tasks alone. I mean, I think it's probably good character building to let them do the FedEx and answer the phone and, you know, make deliveries and things like that. But you shouldn't say, okay, you know, just answer the phone or sweep up or whatever. You got to give them something to do.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of things they can do. And you know, I started out doing 4 internships myself, and I remember well that feeling of if only my employer would let me do the, you know, more. And I've been working ever since to, you know, in a roundabout way, but now very specifically in helping to show employers how to do that. And those days of coffee runs and copying should should be long, long gone.
Well, what we did here was we had work for our intern to do, and when he was through, I would say, now we have other work, and we were paying him, as I said, by the hour. And I said, we have other work to do. It's not what you were doing. It's a delivery, or it's you know, this or that, and maybe totally unrelated to what he was, you know, what his field, so to speak, was, his field of study was. And then I said, would you like to do those things? And he said, yes, I would. And so he did them, and I didn't feel bad about it because I gave him the option of leaving or doing the work.
Well, if you give them the opportunity, they'll tell you exactly what they're capable of doing. And you know, I think a lot of businesses and business owners have a misconception that they do not have the time, that it's not worth their time. And what I'm here to say is they don't have the time not to have college interns, because by running a program well, if you have 2 interns, Jim, and it takes you 5 hours a week to manage them effectively, and they're each giving you 15 hours apiece.
Right.
You know, are those 5 hours, first 5 hours they spend equal to yours? No, but if you manage them well, you're gonna get much farther along, so much more accomplished, so much business value.
Some people probably would say, well, why would I pay an intern? And I have to say, if you're keeping them totally immersed in a project that they couldn't have gotten anywhere else, that was, you know, really something that elevates their field, and you're teaching them more than they're teaching you, they're just doing some of the work, I could see where you might have an internship like that where you didn't pay them.
Well, the first thing I'd say to people who say that is, you know, in most cases, it is now the law to pay interns.
Is that right?
Now, is it enforced? That's a different story, but I certainly encourage anyone.
We were given the option.
Yes, as a smaller business, you know, the Fair Standards Labor Act. I mean, I don't think we want to go too legal here, but
I think we need to know this.
Business that utilizes or is interested to enlist interns.
Go ahead.
To know the law.
I agree with that. Stand by. Matthew Zinman is our guest, and he and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Matthew Zinman, the president of Z University. Matthew, tell us about Z University, and you got a toolkit too, don't you?
Yes, we do, Intern Toolkit. The businesses that we're educating around the internship topic, we're doing more than just educate them. We are providing an intern toolkit that we've developed. It is the first and only complete resource for an employer or a nonprofit to show them how to recruit interns, how to make them most productive. It's got a training curriculum in it, really everything we could possibly think of to make it as easy as possible for the businesses.
And how do we get the toolkit?
Well, if your listeners are going to zuniversity.org to register for next week's free webinar on Tuesday, they certainly can see it through there. They can also go to interntoolkit.com and check it out for themselves.
And how much is it?
It is a one-time licensing fee based on the size of the company. So if it's a small company under 25 employees, it's $249 and then goes up incrementally from there.
And they can use all the resources on that website.
Yes, the resources are on the website for them to look over and decide for themselves if it's going to be of value to them.
I wish I had known about. See, I had my intern was on board before I met you, Matthew, and before I knew about your program. I wish I'd known about it before then, because I know that I didn't do as good a job. I felt that I didn't do as good a job as the employer of the intern as I should have. I did feel deficient. I felt that I wasn't. As I said, an intern takes. You said something earlier that I think I might want to disagree with a little bit, Matthew. You said something about an intern. Some people think an intern takes a lot of your time. An intern can take some of your time.
Well, that it's not worth the time, but the fact is that it is, because you gain time.
Oh, I'm
back.
Not saying it's not worth it, but my point is you have to be prepared to set aside some time, and I didn't do as good a job of that as I should have.
Well, I think it's a shift in the approach, that if you think, well, if I dedicate these, you know, however many hours, 4 or 5 hours a week to manage, you know, I'd say two interns is probably a smart thing to do. It's not much harder to manage two than one, and put them to good work, then the time that they're giving you back is going to be much more greater than what you gave them.
Well, I think one of the things that they probably would like to have is access. And I think one of the things that they deserve is access to a management level that maybe the average part-timer or minimum wage employee might not have as much access to. In other words, they need, even though they're part-time, even though they're getting minimum wage or whatever, even though they're still in college, these people have their sights set on management or some kind of an advanced position in the companies that they're going to be working for. And I think I'm sure that they would like to have access, some kind of access, to those people at those levels to do a little bit of mentoring of them.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking about productivity and business value, and that may be number one on our agenda, but, you know, few things are as satisfying from a mentoring standpoint as having a student to groom. And then again, there's few things that are as frustrating as having a student who you're not managing well and it's frustrating you. So we're showing businesses how to do that right.
Well, and I'm glad you're doing it, because that's very important. And I think that there's a whole new world of opportunity out there for these interns and for the small businesses. Because here's what's happening out there, Matthew. The largest, the greatest challenge small business owners have right now is finding qualified people to do the work that they have to do.
Right.
And even though an intern may not be, you know, a permanent fix, it could be a temporary fix. And who knows, if you get an intern, you know, we hired a part-timer, not as an intern, but as a part-time employee. But she was, you know, you could kind of say she was interning, because we were teaching her things. She brought some skills to the table, and she graduated. She worked for us for 3 years in college and graduated, and now she's full-time.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's how I got my first job, and I'm sure many others too. You know, if you're any business that ever hires a college student, you should absolutely have interns for that very reason, because you can get the best talent, and it's the world's longest job interview.
That's a good point. Say that again.
Well, if you hire college students, then you really need to have an internship program, especially for the benefit of having it be the world's longest job interview. And I did say it again. But if you're a business that doesn't hire college students, but you need added resources, and I really think there are a few businesses that can say they don't, then if they manage an internship program the right way, they're going to get great value as well.
Right, I agree. Now, the webinar is next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
November 12th.
It's the 14th.
Oh, it's the 14th? Okay, I'm sorry. That's right. And Tuesday, November 14th, 12th is on Sunday. Never mind what I said. And tell us again how we can find it.
Go to zuniversity.org, and there is a graphic there right on that page to click and register for the free webinar. We will send you the information by email to join us, and I hope that everyone who's listening does.
And you're actually going to do three of those during the day, right?
We will. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m.
All right. Thank you, Matthew, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Zinman, ladies and gentlemen, that's zuniversity.org. Quick break, right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.